There's a buzzword you may hear these days when people talk about ways to grow the economy. Innovation. It's the ability to create new products, processes, and services. Innovation is underway in Milwaukee, although it's not always visible or as robust as in some of the country's hotspots. For the next week, Project Milwaukee will examine the role innovation plays in the local economy. WUWM's Annalise Hensel kicks off our series by defining innovation.
100 years ago, Milwaukee innovation largely meant manufacturing, motors, tractors, car frames. In one classroom today, innovation means...
Hello, I am Coach Rosie.
Hello.
Rosie is a 2-foot-tall, sleek, humanoid robot. She's standing on the floor in Andrew B. Williams' robotics lab at Marquette University. His students programmed the robot to lead an exercise routine.
Do you want to see me exercise?
Yes.
Yes.
Rosie provides her own music and maneuvers with amazing fluidity.
First, let's start with a hamstring stretch.
Soon, Rosie is flipping herself over to do push-ups.
This is an abbreviated version. We had a 30-minute routine.
A National Science Foundation grant is funding Williams' research to help teach STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, with robots. He says besides learning, students could perhaps break new ground. Imagine robots similar to Rosie in homes.
A robot that could live like a kind of like a pet, and if she detects that someone hasn't been exercising or eating right, she can give some coaching advice or coax them to do some exercise.
This is just one example of innovation in Milwaukee with a modern twist. There have also been medical advances, and Tim Sheehy, who heads the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, says manufacturers that have been around for decades also are innovators. He says they've had to be creative to survive.
From companies as large as Johnson Controls innovating a longer living, lighter battery. You think about it from Rockwell and kind of leading the Internet of Things where machines are talking to the office. And I think about it from companies like Milwaukee Composites, which make a very innovative, lightweight flooring for transit vehicles.
New ways of doing things that are better, that are faster or more aligned or easier, any of those things.
That's Wendy Bauman of WIBIC. It helps women and minority-owned businesses get off the ground. Bauman considers innovation important in her line of work because a pioneering idea could spark new businesses and jobs.
Unemployment, and with certain sectors, is higher than what we'd like to see. We'd like to see everybody employed, but not just employed, but in really gainful positions. So we need to look at innovation for new areas.
New areas are Greg Meyer's specialty. He helped establish the concept of accelerators for tech startup companies in Milwaukee. Accelerators provide seed money and other support. In his Fifth Ward office, Meyer pulls up a diagram on his computer screen. It shows dozens of colorful lines fanning out from the center.
The aqua represents the very beginning of this work.
The lines chart the progress of startup firms.
There's well over 100 and some startups that collectively we've helped get launched, funded over the last, now, just a little over 6 years.
Yet entrepreneurship here appears dreary if you look at a state-by-state ranking from the Kauffman Foundation. Meyer says Wisconsin can't drop any lower. Yet he says he's optimistic because innovation has been on an upswing.
Is Wisconsin heading the right direction? I'd say yes, but kind of in our world, we say these things are 20-plus year endeavors. You don't turn the ship in the middle of the night.
On Monday, our Project Milwaukee series will continue with a look at the city's manufacturing heritage. It was an innovation hub. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.